Hey, what is going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in for another episode with your boy Justin Bless. I'm happy to be here. I'm blessed to be here. Thank you. Hey, man, how y'all feeling, Brian? How y'all doing? I said that how you doing kind of gay. They're like, yo, how you doing, bro? A little bass in my voice with that one. Hey, man. If you haven't subscribed already, please subscribe to the podcast. And follow your boy on all social media platforms. You feel me? At JustinBless_. And also, man, make sure you hit like that notification for the podcast. So whenever it drops, you get that notification. You feel me? That notification will hit your phone at 8 a.m. on Tuesday, 8 a.m. on Friday as well. Yes, sir. And we are here, alive and well. If you woke up this morning, you are winning in life. Round of applause for yourself that you are winning in a life, alive. And, yeah, man, you tuned into the most vulnerable, most honest, most prolific, most knowledge-seeking podcast in the world, man. Justin, the Justin Bless Podcast. Yeah, man. So today, man, today, you feel me? We got to tap in and see what's going on. Man, so today, work was smooth, work was cool. Bro, I was, like I told y'all prior, like, yo, I was a little sick, so I was out for like a week, you feel me? And work is backed up like a mug for me, but shoot, I ain't stressing about that shit, you know what I mean? Because if I was to stress about it and go crazy about it, them niggas don't care about me like that, you feel me? Wells Fargo, yeah, they my sponsor, you feel me? They give us the bread, but if something was to happen to me, you feel me? God forbid, man, them niggas will replace me like it's a nothing. So we can't go too crazy about this job stuff, and because it's just a job, you feel me? Now, if you want to build it into a career, now that's different, you feel me? Now that's a attachment, an entity that you are taking seriously in your life. So I suggest you take that seriously and, you know what I mean, make things happen the way that you should make it happen. But if it's just a job to you and you're using it, using the bread to invest like myself or to gain knowledge and experience and take it somewhere else, then shoot, hey, don't stress about it like that, bro. Like, it's all good. Them niggas don't give a fuck about you. Don't give a fuck about them. And you won't come in there, you won't clock in if it's not for the bread. And that's what you're coming for. So just stay focused on that. Don't worry about anybody getting under your skin or anything like that, because they ain't even worth it, my nigga. White hair in your beard, white hair in your nose, nostrils, white hair in your ears, white hair in your head, on top of your head, you feel me? You don't want all that, bro. And definitely you don't want no. And shoot, hey, no disrespect to people that are older to listen to the podcast. I'm just talking about like the young people, because the older people, man, they most likely already got a career or whatever. You feel me? But that's just, you can take that to the bank with you in any situation in life, man. If it's not that serious to you, man, relax. It's all good. You feel me? It is all good, because just do good. Do good unto you the way that you like others to do good unto you. And that good stuff will come right back to you, man. Real, real, real talk. But outside of that, though, bruh, your boy got some new shoes in, man. Your boy got some new shoes in, bruh. Hey. Yo, see, when I get the camera set up and everything, y'all can be able to be in tune with me. I can show off the shoe, do a little review or whatever and whatnot. I'm not super shoe expert review type of nigga. I just love shoes. And I won't be as open and transparent with you guys as much as possible, man. I talked about shoes early on a couple episodes, but I haven't got no new shoes since I started the podcast. Have I? What kind of? All right. So I got two of them, actually. Well, these are not shoes. All right. So I've been rocking slides for a very long time, right? Very long time. Slides since, like, I don't know, like 15 years or whatever. Well, my mom stopped dressing a nigga, to be honest. You feel me? So she stopped, like, buying me clothes. And that's when, like, I was, like, stealing out the stores and stuff, like Macy's, Kohl's, and stuff like that. And I was getting, like, the clothes that I wanted, because the clothes that she was getting me at Ross, nah, that was, them hoes wasn't hitting like that. You feel me? I was trying to pull the hoes at school. And now with the clothes I was getting at Ross, that was a no-go. So that's kind of led me into stealing, you feel me, like at stores and stuff like that. And then I was bullied when I was little by my clothes and stuff. So I guess it trickled more and more. But I didn't get bullied when I got older. Not like, you know what I mean? But I guess it was a trauma that was lingering in the back of my head, back of my heart, that just got pushed forward to the forefront. Like, I didn't want to get bullied or made fun of or anything like that. So I had to, you know what I mean, keep apart with them. Man, that's when your boy starts stealing. Man, I'm going a little bit too far. All right, so talk my slides. All right, so like in back of my head, I'm like, bro, I want to do something new. I see niggas like wear different type of like sandals in a way. You feel me? Like, never would do no thong sandals, nothing like that. I ain't never did that shit in my life. But I just want something different. Step outside a little bit from the whole slides and stuff. I still got slides. I got like three of them hoes. You feel me? Got red, two black ones. And I had some Nike ones recently throws away. Like, I don't want to go too far from that. You feel me? So, yo, I was looking into getting Crocs. Because shout out to my boy, R. Hell. He's my cousin Lorenzo's friend. In Florida, when I was out there for like 2 weeks, me and that nigga, well, us three, we went to the Keys, Key West. We're doing parasailing and stuff like that. So me and him, like, you know what I mean, create a bond and stuff like that. Nigga, mad cool. So he had these Crocs on, these white ones, though. They look good, though. But I was keeping up the front. I was like, nah, Crocs is whack. He was like, nah, nigga, you feel me? You can turn these hoes into sport mode. And that's the first time I heard that. And I was like, nigga, what do you mean turn them into sport mode? He's like, yeah, you can't do that with slides. He's like, look, if you're running from the cops, you put that latch down that holds the back of the heel, and it turns into sport mode. I was like, nigga, what? But I felt him on that, though. I was like, dang, that do make sense. Because look, right, if you got to fight a nigga or you got to just do something that, like you got to do a lot of moving, you feel me? The worst thing possible thing to do is to do that in sandals or slides, yo. That's like the worst thing to do, because you can mess around and take off your whole toenail. You know what I mean? So when he said that, I was like, yo, I feel it. I feel that, yo. So I was about to get the Crocs, right? I was like, yo, because it's been almost a year since I seen that nigga. But he had the white ones. The hose look clean. Don't see a lot of people out there with them. I see a lot of people with different colors and whatnot. Black ones look like you're just a straight nurse. And I don't know. It's kind of like with Air Forces. You feel me? You can't really trust niggas that have black Air Force is like, nah, nigga, you a dusty, grimy nigga, bro. I can't even rock with you, nigga. Black Air Forces is not the move. If y'all don't know, now y'all know. It's like a black term, a black, it's just something that black people just know what's up. You feel me? I'm not gonna say black people, I'm gonna say niggas. You feel me? There's a difference. So the niggas know what's up. You can't wear black Air Forces, bro. Niggas don't trust you. You can't come around, the niggas just don't trust you. And niggas don't, like, you can tell by people that wear Air Forces if they know the rules or not. Bro, you don't wear black Air Forces, nigga. You just a dusty, grimy nigga. The only time we pull out black Air Force is when you get robbed somebody or do something like that, right? But anyways, right? Back to my thing. So I'm like, yo, I'm about to buy me some Crocs. And I'm like, ah, I see other niggas got them, right? Getting a little popular or whatever. I remember Bad Bunny had like a collab with them or something. That whole sold out like crazy. I was like, who the hell is this Bad Bunny nigga? You know what I mean? I know who the nigga is, kinda. Never really listens to a song or nothing. But I'm like, who is this nigga to go and make this shit this popular, right? He had his own style, whatever. But anyways, I heard he's a big sneakerhead, so respects to my man. So anyways, I was gonna get the Crocs, but I was like, man, these hoes are expensive. They're like $55 or something like that. I'm like, nigga, what? Oh, y'all niggas is tripping. And that stuff is made out of like recycled material. I was like, man, these hoes, for a fact, I know at cost, they probably get every single one of them for like a dollar, bruh. Max will be like $3, bruh. Because I know they get it out the country. So I was like, there's no way, but they're selling it for $55. Nigga, that's a crazy amount of yield. You feel me? Profit just for selling one of them hoes. But hey, they doing their thing though, but they ain't gonna get me. I'm like, nah, I'm straight. You feel me? Then I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, bro, like, I want something different though. You feel me? I want something slide. I could just slide on real quick type of move and just rock with them. And I want it white too. So I got to the Birkenstocks. I think that's what they call, nigga. I don't even know what them hoes is called, but I know they Arizona slides. I know that. They're two strapped down. People call them like Jesus sandals in a way. They got, y'all know what I'm talking about. Them hoes is like brown or whatever, right? And my little cousin Sam, he been rocking these hoes for a minute. He got some brown ones. And I remember wearing them one time just to like run to the car real quick. And I'm like, man, these hoes is kind of dope. But this was years ago. So it popped up in my head. I'm like, yo, I should get these, right? So I go there. Man, these hoes is like, the ones I wanted, them hoes was like $200. I'm like, nigga, y'all niggas is tripping. So I'm going through a website. And then I see that they have essentials. And I'm like, oh, I know what essentials are. So I click on the essentials, right? And man, bruh, the essentials is like $40. But they're kind of like Crocs, right? And I've never seen no nigga with these before. So niggas can't tell me that I'm jacking nigga style. Just back in the day when your boy got the Adidas pants, man, the same thing. So these Birkin joints, right? Not Birkin. That's a Birkin bag. These Brickstone. Man, I don't know what these hoes is called, bro. Birkenstone or something like that. Something like that, right? They got central joints, and they called Arizona slides. That's why I put it into Google, because I just remember what it was called, right? Arizona slides. And ironic, bro, your boy's from Arizona, right? I put them hoes in. They got different colors and whatnot. They're like the Phillip Crocs, but they look like the Birkenstone joints. You feel me? And they're very light, very comfortable, man. These hoes are smooth, bro. Real talk. I'm like, yo, I like these. So I've been rocking those. That's a new pair of things I got. Then your boy, dun, 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 your boy got these Jordan 3s in today. You feel me? I've been trying to get these hoes for a long time. I was working on my shoe plug. She's in North Carolina. You feel me? And she worked for Wells Fargo too. I linked up with her. She was training your boy. And I was like, and somehow we stumble along. She's a sneakerhead and I am too. So I was like, oh snap. Then she said, yo, I can get you some shoes or whatever the case is. I'm like, well shit, all right. So I was like, man, let me run in with her this one time and see how the play is. And she, if everything check out, then shoot, I might as well just grab all my shoes from her. You feel me? Put some money in her pockets, and you know what I mean, she helped me out. Like, everything's smooth and gravy and good. You feel me? But anyway, so I got these threes. Got these threes in. Man, I wish I had like the video. I could do like the whole, like, you know, girls would be doing the makeup reveal and new product I tried on YouTube and shit. I could do this for these shoes, you feel me? And it's gonna be just raw. It's not gonna be like, you know, they be like trying to do like a damn commercial or whatever, but this shit'll be fly right here. But anyways, so yeah, these Jordan 3s, man, retros, you feel me? They're called the Muslin. They got the University Red, man. Off-white type of thing, man. These hoes is beautiful. Light material, bruh. Little bit of gray in them hoes. some red, some touch of red. The only thing I would change if the shoelaces were red, bruh, because they got the little touch of red, but I like to connect with the eyes even more. If the shoelaces were red, ooh, hoes will go hard. You feel me? The base color and the main color is like this light tan, like kind of like an off-white in a way, because the sole is definitely like an off-white, little bit of gray. Man, these hoes go crazy. These threes is crazy. I got a couple shoes coming in too. A couple shoes that I'm definitely going to order. You got the military black forest coming. The fog. Damn, what's some hoes called? It's the twos that are coming in. They're like light blue. The fog frog. I think it's the fog frog. Something like that. Twos coming in real soon. So I'm going to grab them hoes too. So man, it's good. It's good. It's good to be your boy. You feel me? But yo, enough about me. That's my little update, whatever. Yo, I'm not sick anymore. Your boy good and up. But now we're going to transition, go to the news report. News report. Hey, man, this one's crazy right here, right? But I know a lot of people can relate. Yo, this dude, his name is Tan France. Don't know who this nigga is, but he opened up about bleaching his skin at the age of 9, which is extremely wild. But I understand the nigga, though. You know what I mean? And I know other people are going to be like, yo, why would you do such a thing? But I understand him bleaching his skin. He bleached it behind closed doors and everything like that. And I'm just like, damn, bro. Respects to my mans. Hopefully everything's good. Everything's great. Also, yo, Tropicana created a cereal, bro. Specifically made for orange juice, bro. That shit is gross. Have you ever, like, nigga, have you ever brushed your teeth then? Drink orange juice. That's all I thought about, bro. If you haven't, try it and tell me how it is. Nasty. One of the most nastiest taste combinations ever, bro. Brush your teeth and then orange juice. Nasty. Even if you were to drink orange juice first and then brush your teeth, still nasty, but the other way is more nastier. But anyway, that's all I'm thinking about, right? I'm like, bro, who will do that? I know the hype is kind of crazy on it, but bro, that shit looks gross to me. Like, hell to the nah, nigga. Crispy honey. That's gross, bro. Whoever has that, you are a nasty individual. You are a sick individual. I'm just kidding. Hey, whatever floats your boat, man. It's just not for me. It's not for me. It is not for your boy. Hey, man, remember that last episode I was talking about the evil and bad and shit like that? And we talk about like the riots and whatnot, right? So a former United States, a former New York City police officer has been convicted of assaulting a Washington, D.C. police officer during the January 6, 2021 riot. Oh, it did happen in 2021. Man, I thought it was like 2020. I forgot what date that damn thing was. But yeah, bro, dude got charged. And it's crazy because these are the same niggas that say Blue Lives Matter and like all that goofy shit, right? All lives matter and be like, man, the first responders are blah, blah, blah. And look at this gay ass nigga, this lame ass nigga, bro. He comes and he's a former officer himself. And he's over here assaulting another police officer. I thought police officers have the most respect for other officers. You ever seen like military people and they'd be like, yo, what base were you serving and blah blah blah, this, that, and the third and the fourth, right? And they always like salute people and like just have the utmost respect, right? And I have never seen a military person assault another former military person or anything like that, because they have a lot of respect for the person because they know what they went through. A lot of people don't. And I thought it'll kind of be like that. But with these goofy ass niggas that riot, they don't give a fuck, bro. That's what I'm saying. All that like Blue Lives Matter bullshit and like the flag, right? That stuff is just to hide the real issue that they have going on. Which y'all know what it is. Niggas can be racist. Niggas can be like whatever. You feel me? But there are real people and real cops that that do respect other cops and all that other stuff. I'm just taking this lame ass individual as example. You feel me? Thomas Webster, that's his name. He claimed that he was defending himself by a nigga. Well, how would you be defending yourself if you over there bartering and going through places that you're not supposed to be without the proper credentials? And then you're saying you're defending yourself, nigga. Nah, they defending that place because you're not supposed to be there, nigga. Goofy, you feel me? So, man, fuck that nigga, man. Alright, so another thing, bro. Yo, like, I spoke about this lightly, but yo, it is reported. Truly reporting, my guy, that the Supreme Court is really doing the Roe versus Wade thing. Like, that shit's really gonna get a return, bro. And I'm saying, man, when that, it's crazy, bro. I'm gonna say this again. Yo, men shouldn't be in power in place to dictate and create laws around women's bodies. You feel what I'm saying? And then again, it's not always only all men. That's another thing, because I be thinking women be saying men shouldn't do that. But yo, there's a lot of women that's in the Supreme Court and all that other shit that is, you know, voting for this, bro, to vote this return. So hey, you can't just say only men is doing it, man. Women's there too, and women has the voting that's gonna override this and all that shit too. You feel me? So, man, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm always on, like, there's so many different scenarios with this, bruh, that, like, abortion's good, abortion's bad. It's kind of hard to just have a firm stance on it. You feel me? Because to me, there's a lot of situations that's like, yo, abortion is the right way to move. You feel me? And then it's like, yo, in some situations, abortion is not the right way to move. It's a touchy subject, weird subject. A lot of things go on over there. All right, man. Yo, a bat that was used by Jackie Robinson in 1949 All-Star Game just sold for $1.08 million. Respects to my mans. Woo! Bruh. I don't really like do the whole collection stuff or whatever, but if I did have the money to buy stuff, that's one thing I'll definitely buy for the $1 million. You feel me? Money was an option, and I just want to collect certain things. Like certain things I definitely want to collect. It'll be a lot of music stuff overall, but I have some sports stuff, and that would definitely be one, like his jersey or his hat or something like that, because that's just, that's a beautiful thing. You feel me? I'm happy whoever sold it, made that bread, and I'm happy for whoever has it now. You feel me? He had three bats, and one of them were sold. I don't know who got the other ones, but respects to the mans. Respects to the mans, bro. Respects to the masses. Woo! Hey, yo. So, bro, there's a plane that's in progress that will be able to stay in the air for months. It's solar powered completely. You feel me? It has 17,000 solar panels on it. Whoo! With the wingspan of the Boeing, I don't know, like Boeing airplanes, whatever, but y'all might know, right? It has a wingspan of Boeing 747. Whoo, that's crazy. But weighing only as much as a SUV. Whoo, that's beautiful. You feel me? Yo, that's dope. That's fly. I don't know, like, what their plans are with the plane. I really don't know. But hey, it's dope, though. That's a dope accomplishment. It's fly as hell, and man, I'm all support, always pushing forward, going forward, moving forward. You feel me? Hey, bruh, them stocks is at an all-time low, bro. Them joints is crashing. them hoes is crashing. But one of the king of the stock shit, Warren Buffett, going on a crazy spree buying it up, bruh. There is one thing that I have learned in studying economics with school and personal studies, that there's this one thing that I've heard. I forgot where it was or where I heard it, but it said this, man. Y'all take it how you want to take it. Yo, when there's blood on the streets, buy property. When there's blood on the streets, invest. You feel me? That's basically what it's saying. The real saying is that it says buy property, like buy real estate. But this joint, and it look like, yo, there's hella blood on the streets right now, man. A lot of shit going on, man. And my man going crazy. So y'all do man, y'all do what y'all do, man. It said he made a purchase of $41 billion in the first quarter. Bruh. Y'all be cool, man. Y'all be cool. For real. Y'all be cool. I ain't with all that crypto buying stuff or anything like that. But you feel me? Like, y'all be cool. Hey, bruh. There is this man. I would never. You feel me? There's a 100-year-old manager sets the record for working with one company for 84 years, bro. 84 years, bro. I would never. My nigga Walter Ortherman. Never, bro. But respects to you, though, bro. 84 years? He's at a Brazilian company, bro. Textile company, man. Never, bro. I would never do that. For one company, you give so much of your life to that company. That company reaps so much benefits from you. It's not even funny. He could start his own company after that. He could start his own company after 50 years and you got all the information you need. But he stayed. So whatever floats that man's boat, bro. Whatever floats that man's boat. It is what it is, folk. And all y'all Gucci lovers and whatnot, I ain't never had no Gucci nothing. But Gucci get start accepting crypto payments this month, man. The month of May. I mean, March, April. March, the month of April. And no, it's in May, right? Yeah, it's May. I was about to say, I'm tripping. But the March of May, man, they start accepting that hoe. So if you got some crypto, you trying to ball out on some Gucci shit, hey, man, go ahead and go and ball out on some Gucci shit. You know what I mean? I would never do nothing like that. But it said that they got high quality, good quality, a lot of fly ass stuff. You feel me? And hey, some people do, some people don't. But yo, my man's my nigga, bro. One of the funniest nigga. Round of applause for Dave Chappelle. Yo, news went crazy. Pretty sure y'all already know, man. A dude ran up on stage and tackled Dave, bro. Dave Chappelle in one of his stand-up sets, I would say, at Netflix is a joke. And you know how that whole situation with Netflix and Dave and the employees that were gay, transgender, and shit like that. But I'm pretty sure it had to be like a gay nigga, transgender, whatever it was, ran up on stage, tackle this nigga. They said that this nigga had a gun and a knife with him, but he didn't really do anything. His tackle was kind of weak too, because, you know what I mean, Dave from the hood, bro. Dave Chappelle, he from DC, bro. Ain't a nice place, ain't a pretty place, bro. So he got tackled, you feel me, blindsided, but bro, he was ready to swing, bro. When you see the video, he was like ready, you feel me? Then he started chasing the nigga too a little bit. Then he was like, ah, niggas already too far. So he stopped chasing him. And then a gang of niggas was chasing the suspect nigga, right? Beat the brakes off this nigga, bro. His entourage, I'm probably people that are just a cameraman or whatever, stomped the mess out this nigga, bro. Like, face all messed up, eye, nose, bruh, arm broken, bruh. I know y'all seen the video of this thing in the stretcher, bro. This nigga arm was backwards. They stomped the mess out this nigga, man. This nigga Dave, too many friends, too many family members. That's getting, just getting let that shit slide. They ain't letting that shit slide, man. Stomped the mess out this nigga. And nobody got arrested or anything like that other than the suspect, nigga, bro. So that's dope and that's cool. He nigga has some real ride or dies with him. They said Jamie Foxx was one of them niggas out stomping him out. It said, I don't know. You feel me? And they said also Busta Rhymes was one of the other niggas out stomping the nigga out. And that nigga from Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Brooklyn, stand up, Mike. But they're saying that they're saying that Buddy's not getting charged. He's not getting charged felony. He's not getting charged wise, right? But he's getting charged 4 counts of misdemeanor charges, which is misdemeanors are very light, bro. Them joints is like you get like community service and just real light stuff, bro. Ain't nothing gonna be ever crazy with misdemeanors. So. Hey, that's good that he good, you feel me? But I was stupid of that nigga, right? And I seen somebody. It was just on Twitter, just, you know what I mean, just randomly, whatever. Oh, before I say that, yeah, right when he's done, right? Right when after that whole thing happened and all that, he continued his set like ain't shit happened. Cool ass, smooth ass, always collective ass nigga, bro. Got back on set, just started cracking jokes. The nigga was like, had to be a transgender now. Like, that had to be a transgender guy. Man, they still after me. You know what I mean? Just, like, you're just joking about it. Nigga's so funny. So, he does his thing, right? Then Chris Rock says something, too. He's like, grabbed the mic from Dave and is like, was that Will Smith? Like, cracking jokes about it. Oh, man. Funny stuff, bro. Funny, man. Always respects the legend Dave and stuff, right? All right, so like I'm on Twitter and I seen somebody say something like, karma's a bitch, that's what Dave gets, whoop de whoop, blah, 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 this, that, and the third, right? And in my head, I'm like, why would that nigga say that? So I'm guessing they're relating to the nigga specials, a couple of specials, nigga be going in on transgender people, right? But the thing is, it's just jokes, nigga. It's not like he dehumanizing them or really dissing them like that. Like, bruh's jokes is crazy because just because one person's feeling is hurt, niggas, first of all, niggas' feelings been getting hurt from jokes for the longest times, bruh. Before even comedian was a job or some shit. You know what I mean? Niggas was getting jokes, but niggas really couldn't say nothing. They're just like, oh man, that wasn't funny, and kept it pushing. Maybe that joke ain't funny, but the whole set is funny overall. You feel me? But it's like niggas is, I don't know, bruh, like so soft. You feel me? Like, bruh, like, you know what I mean? I've been around jokes all my life, bruh. Everybody been joking, bruh. Like for me, I don't think it's funny because it hits my insecurity, but it is what it is, bro. I can see why it can be funny. And the thing is, I'll be a hypocrite if I say and get all super mad or whatever because I laughed at someone else. I got the same thing that I got. And a lot of people do that, bro. Like a lot of people laugh at somebody else that have like, let's say they have small feet, right? They'll laugh at somebody else for having small feet, but they got small feet. But they won't like somebody else joking about their small feet. Like, for instance, for me personally, bro, I got big forehead. You feel me? Young age, nigga, hair receding. You feel me? I'm going to say that again because, bro, I step in my light, bro, and I own my light and I own myself. I'm comfortable in my skin. You feel me? Just like on the high skin, I was honest and vulnerable, kept it 100. That's how we are in this podcast. And same thing right now, bro. My whole life is like that. Big head Justin, blah, blah, blah. Big forehead, blah, 5 head, 6 head. You feel me? Hairline receding, this, that, and the third. Like, bro, like, I don't know. Like, back then I was so insecure about it, I didn't really want to say it. But I know other people would joke about other people with it, right? With the same thing I got. Let's say big forehead, right? And I would laugh. But that's not right, because to me, if it was pointed towards me, I wouldn't laugh. I'd be in my feelings. But I'm laughing at someone else's pain, which is whack. You feel what I'm saying? And I feel that's a lot, bro. Like, because somebody could have like a transgender friend, right? And they like throw a little light joke, whatever. It's like, ha, like, you know, I'm the girl, or you know, I'm the guy, or some shit like that, right? They throw it at their friend that is a transgender person. And then people roll with it and they laugh with it, right? But this nigga Dave Chappelle would say it on stage to whatever, and they be like, oh, they write a review and go all crazy, whatever. But to me, that's on a hypocrite level, bro. Because you're not firm on it, obviously. Because when it has to do with you, you start swaying sides. But when it got to do with somebody else, all of a sudden you know what I mean? Running the course this way. It's a personal agenda, and that shit trash to me, nigga. But feel good to say this on this podcast, bro. Real talk, like, bro, your boy, bro. I ain't perfect. Far from it, bro. I'm not even perfect in the human eye of things, right? Not at all. Not at all, nigga. I'm not the height that I wanted to be. You feel me? Nigga, 5'9", bro. Shit, I wanted to be 6 foot. And I would be kind of cool with other people getting joked because they short and all that other shit. But when someone called me short, whatever, all of a sudden, you feel me? I went through that. Been through that. I'm not like that no more, because it's like, yo, I understand now. I got a wider understanding of life and human beings and human traits and how niggas move. I try to be as authentic as possible and keep it 100 as possible, bro. That's what this pod's about, and that's how I'm going to stand always. Bro, got big head. People don't say it's that big no more. They say I grew into it, but when I was younger, had a big head, and I always thought. But they told me that, so I believe what they told me, which I shouldn't have, but I did. You feel me? For a long time. After I cut my hair this year, I'm like, yo, my head ain't even big. And I don't think it ever has been. I think niggas just say that, and they want you to believe that, right? But I didn't like when people try to make fun of my head being big. Then I have a big forehead. You feel me? Young nigga hair receding. You feel me? But shit, I'm going to fix that, though. Get surgery, whatever, bro. First time I'm saying this on this pod out loud. I'm going to get that hair transplant thing or whatever. But it's not for them, nigga. It's for me. Cause I see other people having benefits and smiling, because only people that only people that are dealing with heresy will understand the pain, bruh, or the insecurities or the uncomfortableness or anything like that. Only them will understand. And when I see other men doing it, I'm just like, bruh, they just like me. And I don't know if they're doing it for them or other people, but when I see the results and other stuff, it seems like they're very happy. And that's something that I would like. And that's something I'm going to do. And that's something I'm saving my bread up to do. And I'm just doing it for me, bro. I ain't doing it for nobody else. Like, I want a crispy hairline, nigga. Like, I want that, bro. But anyways, right on the joke shit, people make fun of, like, other people like hairline and shit like that, and I'll be laughing. But when the tables turn on to me, I'm like, but this one, I was young and I know more. It's like, F it, I don't care. You feel me? I wear less hats now. Now I'm comfortable with my own skin. And then again, not a lot of niggas got bread like me, bro. Not a lot of people in this position as successful as me currently in my life. And the thing is, I'm far from done, dog. I got big dream. Big aspiration. I might be living your American dreams, but I'm far from mine, dog. I got big dreams, big goals, motherfucker. That's that nigga Kanye West said. You feel me? I hit niggas like that if they really want to joke. Because them niggas most likely not even close to the position that I'm in. You feel me? And J. Cole said this. If you're making fun of a millionaire, the joke's on you. That's a fact. I ain't a millionaire. Not yet. Real close. You feel me? Real close, bro. But that's another story for another time, neither here nor there. I'm talking about the jokes. So, yeah, man, like me and my head and, you know what I mean, my height, whatever the case might be, whoever want to look at it, small feet, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Like, right now, I'm comfortable in it. So now, like, I don't care if niggas will try to joke on me or joke on other people. If it's funny, it's funny. Even if I fall in that category getting joked on, nigga. But I'm laughing at other people getting joked on about that the same way I'm laughing at myself getting joked on about that. It is what it is, nigga. A joke's a joke, especially a comedian or whatever. Like, bro, like, that's what the nigga plans to do. So when people take that shit to the farthest and shit, I'm just like, bro, relax. If you don't like the joke, just be like, ah, that shit's not for me. Humor is unique. Humor is your identity in a way. And it's not meant for just this way of humor should only be this way. This is the standard humor, only this. And I think that shit's trash because you put a cap to people being able to express themselves with their art form of their talents and stuff like that. Nigga, comedy, bro, that should be like the most free spirit job. Next to all the arts, you feel me? But it's like niggas want to put a cap on stuff and shit, nigga. Like, oh, you can't joke about this. Oh, you can't do this. You can't do that. And I think that's trash, bro. So when someone say, oh, that's karma, that's what he get for some jokes, I'm like, nigga, what? Why would you say that? I didn't understand. I'm like, bro, this nigga life could be in super danger, nigga. And let's get this shit straight too. Some niggas ain't in the mood for jokes, but I'm saying, like, especially when you, like, some niggas will fight you, kill you, whatever, right? But certain things though, nigga, certain things though, bruh, just don't go. Like, look, this nigga bought a ticket, nigga. He did all this shit, front row, planned this shit. A lot of shit to go down with this, bruh. And they said he made a diss track to Dave Chappelle like a month ago, a couple months ago, whatever. He had to be really in his feelings to have this shit. The closer special, or even probably earlier before that, whatever. Like, bro, this thing had to really have it in his heart for this long for this nigga to do what he did this week, bro. Like, nigga, like, that's crazy. Like, nigga, you are wilding out. And I can't rock with it, nigga. Obviously, he falls in that category, bro. That's a fact. That's definitely a fact with him making those jokes. And Netflix not banning the stand-up or whatever. Like, because they're, and I rock with Netflix because they standing behind, like, creativity and being able to express. Like, bro, like, niggas want niggas to be robots so bad. Like, have the same sense of humor, have the same smile, the same way of speaking. Like, yo, I don't speak proper English, nigga. I cuss here and there, and I say nigga, bruh. I say yo, shit like that. Like, I say was when I'm supposed to say is. I say is when I'm supposed to say was. You know what I mean? Speak with slang, do a whole lot of different things. So it's like, yo, niggas gonna be like, yo, you can't be saying that slang shit like that. Now we gonna have to try to cancel you. Or not even just cancel, right? Just niggas just end their feeling so fucking soft. I'm like, nigga, chill. That's an unnecessary stress, nigga. Now, when that's what it said, like, karma's a bitch, that's what he get, right? I was thinking to myself, I'm like, bruh, you might not know this, but that's a segment that we get into, bruh. Karma, bruh, I don't believe in that shit, bruh. Like, I don't. You feel me? Like, I just don't believe you can put this situation, right, and tie it into this. Like, yo, it's because you did this, because this happened. And when people be doing that shit, I be like, what? That shit just don't, I just can't wrap my mind around it, bruh. I just can't understand it. Because to me, with life, if you want to do off the karma shit, man, a lot of shit, people should be dead already. If you want to do like the whole karma shit, right? Because a lot of people have been doing some evil shit, right? And not everything can be just. So it's like some people have been doing some real evil shit that the only just that I could possibly see is death. But that's me. You feel me? But if you're saying karma is real, how come the niggas ain't die yet? If they did that evil shit. You feel me? I'm not talking about bad stuff. I'm talking about evil, evil stuff like what we talking about, right? Trafficking kids and shit like that. But these niggas ain't dead. So I can't say karma's there. And be like, yo, karma's going to get you. I'm just let karma deal with you. Nigga. To me, I just feel that's whack. You know what I mean? Life can get teach you lessons no matter what. Nigga, you can be a good individual, man. You stop at a stop sign for 5 seconds before you cross the street looking both ways 10 times. You follow every direction, every law in this nation, bro. I'm talking about you top tier nigga. I mean, I'm not going to say that. Top tier goody good. Bad shit still gonna happen to you, bruh. Stuff still gonna happen to you, bruh. So there's no way I could be like, yo, I believe in karma. Because if that's true, bruh, that's inedible, bruh. That shit's just gonna happen, bruh. It's going to happen, bruh. Like, bro, you growing up, right? It's going to happen, bro. Like, that's just going to happen, bro. Like, there's no way you're stopping that shit. So people be like, yo, karma, like, karma's because you did this. It's like, bro, like, nah, bad stuff is going to happen in your life regardless, bro. It's not a cause and effect. I don't believe so. I believe it just happens, bro. Like, it's just a part of life. It's a part of this game that we live in, bro. Ain't nothing else different to it. So with the stuff that happened today, bro, it's not because he made jokes that shit happened, right? It's like, who knew when he was writing these jokes back then that shit would happen? Nah, it's just, nigga, shit bound to happen, nigga. Bruh, it's just bound to happen. It's life. It's a part of it. And it was whack too, one of the worst ones I ever seen. I wanted to slap this hoe, fire out her mouth. I seen on Twitter when Nipsey said, I don't speak about Nipsey on this too much, but it has to do back to karma. I remember when he got killed right in there, like, that's what he get. That's karma for him or something like that. Some whole white hoe said that. I'm just like, what? So how do you justify that, right? He spoke on men being stand up men or something like that, and people were kind of upset or feel some type of way because he said he didn't say something about gay or something like, I don't know what the situation was, right? I really remember, but I had to do something like gay and straight men, stuff like that. And she said that. I'm like, even if he didn't say that, bro, regardless what was gonna happen, was the turn of events, bro, that was gonna happen for Nip, was going to happen, bro. It's a part of life, bro. Because he could have said that and just stayed in the house, right? And that would not have happened. He chose to go out there and do the good deed that he did, and it's kind of effed up, right? Like, that's how you know, like, it's not promise of being good or eating bad or whatever, because buddy still passed. While he was doing a good deed, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, though. You can't tell me that karma shit exists, bro. That karma is tied to the exact situation or the exact action that you did or these words that you said because of this happened. Bro, it's life, bro. That's what I just take it down to. Like, that's how I always felt. And I remember someone tried to be like, yo, that's karma, just so you know, because you robbed these people's houses. I'm like, bro, nigga, the amount of bad shit that I did in my past, nigga. That little thing that happened to me, right? Because this nigga hit a lick on me, right? But it wasn't like, And this is the time when I tested the whole karma thing. I was like, bro, is karma real? I never believed in it, but this happened. And then this nigga said this. I'm like, damn, is that true? Then I came over. I was like, man, fuck all that shit. That karma shit ain't real. It's just life. Because regardless, I was going to get that lick hit on me, right? So, and then again, it wasn't even like that. It's a whole situation, right? So, okay. So, you know how I used to rob niggas, break into their houses, do all that shit, right? So, when I was selling trees, this one nigga knew that I sold trees and pulled up to a nigga house and tried to rob a nigga. I beat the nigga up, right? This thing was like pulling my dreads. Like, my dreads were like probably like 4 inches or 5 inches, something like that, right? Niggas pulling on my hair. I'm ripping at this nigga's ribs, bro. Effing this nigga ribs up, going crazy, right? Like, going bananas on these ribs, right? And then my nigga at the time, well, yo, shouts to him, blessings to him, yo. Isaiah Batiste, respects to my mans, bro. Thank you for that situation, bro. I know I told you thank you to your face, but I'm saying thank you right now. Thank you, bro. Thank you. Well, he came. Not like I was getting beat up, but he came and just dropped this nigga. Crazy, right? Because his girls dropped me off, and he was in the car with them. And because you don't know how that situation could have even played out, bro. Cause I was walking home. These niggas picked me up and then took me home. I could have just walked home and that situation could have happened. Could have just been me and that nigga out there, but it wasn't. So let's say that shit, whole karma shit is true, right? It should be them. Like, it should be that, but it wasn't. If I did all that bad stuff, them niggas should came and really, it should be me by myself. They should not pick me up. Isaiah should not been there that night if it was karma. Situation should have happened and happened. I played out, got beat up, stomped out, stabbed, shot, whatever the case is, but didn't even play out like that. They picked me up, took me there. That situation happened, and we went on a whole car chase. Speed up the story, you feel me? Went on a car chase, nigga was chasing us, crashed into us, man. This was like a movie shit, crashed into us. We were like swerving and try to running red lights, stoplights. Nigga was following us like a movie, nigga. And we're like, go, go, go. We telling this girl just to stomp on. This girl's like a very nice girl, you feel me? She's just there to smoke trees. And all of a sudden, me and my life, bruh, spilled into her life. And all of a sudden, we in a freaking car pursuit type of shit, bruh. Going crazy, right? Crash into this nigga. This her car. Like, he bumping bumper. Man, when I tell you, like, a real movie crashing, bruh. Like that, bruh. Crash into this nigga. Her car died out, which was the craziest thing. Never seen. But her car just crashed out. Nigga pulls in front. Gets out the car. Go straight to her. He don't go to me in the back seat or Isaiah that's in the back seat. He goes straight to the girl side, pulling her hair. And I'm like, yo, I'm trying to get out the car. So I'm trying to fight this nigga. She got the freaking child lock on. So I can't even open the back door. I'm trying to open the back door. Can't even try to pull the windows down so I can pull the outside. Can't even do that, nigga. He's like, give me the fucking weed, nigga. Blah, blah, blah. I ripped this bitch's hair out. Da, da, da. I'm like, bruh. Let me get out this motherfucking car, you feel me? And by the time I know, man, this girl's hair about to get pulled the hell out, you feel me? I'm like, fuck, bruh. And Isaiah tried to get out the car too, can't even get out because the freaking back doors is locked. I'm like, yo, this is so stupid. Now I'm in a predicament. I'm like, bro, what should I do? Me being a nice nigga, I gave the nigga my trees, right? Gave the nigga my trees, and the nigga drove off, bruh. This nigga took like a half of some. It's probably like Blue Dream or something like that. I think it was Blue Dreams. Nigga took a half of that from me, and I was like, damn, nigga, fuck, you know what I mean? And then one of the girls in the front got out the car and let me out the car. It was so stupid. The windows is up, child lock on, the window lock is on. Can't even get out the car, nigga. I always wanted to beat this nigga's ass, but I couldn't. That's the only lick that ever got hit on me, right? But the thing is, the situation could have been way worse than that if I was by myself or whatever. Like, you just don't know. It was wild that I fought, like, in my front yard. And nobody, like, came outside or whatever. Like, my mom, nobody. Them niggas don't even know this story. It's wild. I went back later on that night, like, Ain't nothing happened. But I just freaking lost hella bread and my trees, right? And then that's good. Nothing happened. I was on probation at the time. So if it got reported to the cops, nigga would have been in jail. Thank God damn. That's what I'm saying, bro. That karma shit, it could have, bruh. The way I planned it out, that shit was really karma because I was robbing niggas and shit like that, bro. That situation should play out way different. If I didn't get beat up, the cops should got called by the neighbors or whatever the case is and got arrested, went to jail, and violated my probation. Nigga, that shit could have happened. You feel me? So when the nigga said that, right, he's like, man, it's because of karma that nigga hit the lick on you. I was like, is it? Thought about it. I was like, hell nah, nigga, because if karma played a part, it would have been like this. So I don't believe in that karma shit, right? So if everybody's saying because of Dave Chappelle said this or Nip said this or whoever said this or did this and did that, and it's because of karma, you want to blame it on karma? To me, it just looks like you're trying to put a scapegoat into something. And to me, nah, it's just life. It's something that can't be explained. Why is this bad? Like, why some, you go on a bad skid, right? And a lot of bad shit's happening to you. Then a lot of good shit happening to you. And I'm not saying not good energy, good vibes and shit like that, because if you hang around the wrong people, bad shit gonna happen, bad situations gonna happen. And it's not because of karma, it's because you are responsible for your outcome, bro, in every situation. You are responsible for that. You hold accountability for that. It's because of you, bro. It's not because of nobody else or anything like that. You chose to go over there, so that shit happened, and that's what it is. Yo, so, going crazy. But I want to dig deep a little bit more into karma, right? And look like they got some laws. And I'm like, all right, well, shoot. Let's try to see what this is about. So we're about to play this and learn this together. Here we go. Let's tap in.
Brainy Dose presents the 12 laws of karma that will change your life. Almost everyone has heard of karma. However, karma is not about punishment and reward as many people think.
You feel
it's more
me.
About cause and effect.
Cause
karma
and
is the result and effects of your past intents and actions. Knowing about karma can be beneficial and will help influence the way you deal with others. If you want your causes to have good effects, then you need to intentionally take actions that will culminate in the positive results you desire. Mastering these actions is key to living a meaningful and fulfilling life and having karma smile at you in the end. So here are the 12 laws of karma and how you can apply them to your benefit. Number 1, the Great Law. As you sow, so shall you reap. Just as a farmer plants seeds and expects a period of harvest, whatever you sow, you will also reap. Whatever you do unto people will eventually be done unto you. When you choose to treat people right, you will discover that they often reciprocate and behave more positively toward you too. It may take time, as seeds often take time to grow, but your words, actions, or thoughts eventually always yield their harvest. They may return to you as love, money, or happiness. You should therefore be kind and courteous to people, irrespective of the circumstance. Remember, your actions and even your reactions will come back to you somehow. Number 2, the law of creation. You attract what you are, not what you want. The law of creation teaches us that we are more in control of our own lives than we know. Most people often blame others for the wrong things that happen to them, instead of taking accountability and striving to shape their own destinies. Do not take a back seat in your own life. Seize the opportunities and ideas that come to you and make the best of them. Also, note that you eventually become whatever you continue to see around you. So surround yourself with things that are in line with where you are going and what you want to be. This doesn't mean you should try to change the people around you. If you try to do this, you may not succeed. Instead, work toward improving yourself, because only you are responsible for what happens to you.
People ask me all the time, Chris, if you could only take one supplement.
Number 3, the law of humility. What you resist persists. In life, for you to tackle problems and find solutions, you have to first admit that you have such problems and challenges. It is often our inability to accept that we have certain struggles that hinder us from finding solutions. But you can't change a situation without coming to terms with it. When you continually see something negative going on in your life and you refuse to accept that it exists, you basically start building up negative energy against it. And unfortunately, this energy comes to reside inside of you. On the other hand, when you learn to accept that you have these problems, you come to acknowledge that the power to affect change and find solutions also rests within you. So take a proper look at your life, assessing everything thoroughly, both the negatives and the positives. Accept your reality and where you're at. Then you will find the strength to make the necessary changes. Number 4, the law of growth. Wherever you go, there you will be. If you want to grow and make your dreams and visions a reality, you have to realize that your inner life controls the outer world. Your thoughts eventually become what you act upon, and your actions frame your world. To change your world and grow, you have to change its core fabric, your thoughts. Harboring negative thoughts will create a negative environment, while positive thinking is the only thing that will build you a positive world. Keep restructuring your reality by improving your thoughts and choices, and you will grow to achieve all that you dream of. Number 5, the law of responsibility. Our lives are of our own doing, nothing else. This law, like the law of creation, focuses on the fact that our reality is a continuous reflection of our state of mind. When you notice commotion and turmoil around you, you have to start taking responsibility for the situation you find yourself in. Start taking steps to get out of these kinds of situations by taking time to engage in deep inner reflection and pursuing peace. Even when something terrible happens to you unexpectedly, do not waste time mulling over the experience. Instead, learn the lessons and take responsibility for making things better. When you become responsible for all your thoughts and actions, you have a sense of control, which is necessary to push yourself forward. Number 6, the law of connection. Everything you do is somehow connected. The past, present, and the future are all connected, and your past and present hold significant sway over your future. You should realize that no one step will suddenly shoot you into that future of your dreams. Every single step you have ever taken and the ones you take right now are equally important. Your future is actually a culmination of your previous choices and steps, so all of them count. Therefore, make an effort to take steps which are consistent with your destination. Only that way can you get there. Number 7, the law of focus. You cannot think of two things at the same time. In your quest for improvement, it is vital that you concentrate on the things that truly matter. The law of focus helps you place your attention on those values that will primarily assist you in attaining the heights you seek. Focusing on positive emotions, development, and goals will leave you with no time to focus on negative things. And that's a good thing, isn't it? When you find yourself in not so pleasant circumstances, always look on the brighter side. It might be a difficult thing to do, but when you form the habit of recognizing the lessons in negative events, you will learn from these experiences and get even better. Number 8, the law of giving and hospitality. Demonstrating our selflessness shows true intentions. It is impossible to have a belief that wouldn't reflect in our actions. Truthfully, our actions are surer proof that we really believe. If a life of meaningful impact is what you truly seek, then selflessness is a cardinal virtue you have to demonstrate continually. You should learn to be accommodating, open, and helpful to people, even when you barely know them. When this becomes your life habit, it is proof that you have attained some form of growth, because truly matured people lead selfless lives. They're always ready to give and help the growth and improvement of others. Number 9, the law of presence. One cannot be present if they are looking backward, or for that matter, forward. This law is a tricky one because it seems to imply that the past and future don't matter, somewhat seeming to contradict the sixth law. But that's not really the case. Let's look at it like this. As humans, we often have the tendency to get caught up in thoughts about past achievements or failures. And sometimes it's living in our dreams of the future that hinder us from seeing the potential of the present. We tend to forget that the present counts much more than the past and the future. Actually, the steps you take in the present are more important than the memories of the past and the dreams of the future. You need to learn how to deal with the past and the future while living in the present. Use lessons from the past and use your dreams of a grand future to drive yourself to take the necessary steps that are required right now. Number 10, the law of change. History repeats itself unless changed. Nothing changes unless you change it. That is the law of change. For you to correct negative choices and bad habits, it's not enough to merely make up your mind to do it. You have to take action in order for the changes to actually come to fruition. If you discover a negative trend in your life, then you have to make an effort to turn it around. Even though true change begins from within, it never ends there. Go from resolutions to taking action. Do something about your decisions. This is the only way you can grow and get better. This is the only way to create positive change. Number 11, the law of patience and reward. Nothing of value is created without a patient mindset. Reward comes with being patient. No matter how long it takes, if you persistently continue to sow the seeds of hard work, in time, the reward will eventually come. You have to continue to persist and make decisions that are consistent with your goals. Focus on the process and do your best every day. Don't get caught up in comparing yourself to others who are seemingly achieving more. If you truly understand your worth, you won't bother with comparisons. Hard work eventually pays off. Even if it takes time, you just have to be patient. Number 12, the law of significance and inspiration. The best reward is one that contributes to the whole. This last law and the first law are quite similar. The first law focuses on the individual, while the last law focuses on the collective effects of actions. It is true that you will eventually reap what you sow, but we should also realize that our individual decisions and actions become our eventual contributions to society.
Yo. That's the 12 laws, man. Do I agree with all of them? Nah, I don't. Do I agree with some? Yes. Like I said, man, karma ain't about because I did this bad thing, this other bad thing happened, right? It's not about that. At the end of the day, man, this whole documentary, man, it's about life. And life is a beautiful thing. Y'all live your life, man. You're not a bad person because this bad thing happened. You're not a good person because this good thing happened. Man, it's life, man. We all human beings. We all capable of great good and great evil. And we gonna end it like that, man. Please subscribe to the podcast. Like, share, please. And live your life with no thinking about repercussions and stuff like that in the back front, in the back of your head. Live your life, man. It's life, man. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Nonetheless, nigga.